talk about today is baptism. What is baptism?
You boys need to listen up.
How important is baptism?
Very important.
Why is it important? Who chose to be baptized before he started his ministry?
Jesus.
Yep. Password. Jesus. Secret password. Jesus went to see John the Baptist, and he told him, "You're going to have to baptize me." And John said, "No, you need to baptize me." Jesus said, "No, you're going to baptize me." Why? What's significant about baptism?
Being reborn again.
Being reborn again spiritually by accepting Christ. Baptism is your public profession, your public announcement that I am living, I am dying for myself, and I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm going to live for God. It's very important. So, I know some religions, right? You get baptized, you get sprinkled on the head when you're a baby. How can I do that? How can I do that? How can I be sprinkled? This is my public profession of faith. So if I was sprinkled on the head when I was a baby, did I make that decision? Who made that decision? Okay. So it's not really me making a decision, is it? That's my parents making a decision for me, which is great. I mean, I want my parents to want me to, you know, to have faith and all that, but I mean, it's kind of like people trying to pray their kid into heaven after he's, you know, already gone. Well, it's pretty hard to do. The way to get them to heaven is to start when they're young. Raise them up in the church, teach them about that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's how they're going to get to heaven. I can't, you know, I love Mike, but Mike don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I can pray and pray and pray, but I can't get him to heaven. You know, even though I want to, I would, if you ask me, Jesus, you know, St. Peter come to me, "Hey, should I let Mike in?" "Yeah, he's a good dude. Let him in." But the fact is, I can't let him in. It's not my prerogative. There's only one man. Good Lord, know what he say? There's only one way. One way into heaven. That's through the Son. My personal relationship with the Son. And how do I document that? How do I profess that? By getting baptized. The same way he did. Jesus said baptism is important enough that I am going to do it. Saying. Ephesians 4:5 says there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The disciples, when somebody accepted Christ, what's the first thing they did? Took them to the river, took them to the lake. Baptized them. Buried with Christ in baptism. Raised to walk in a new way of life.
And we can baptize you here if you so desire.
Right there. All day long.
We've had several people been baptized in this club on the lake.
And we'll get you a certificate with Cowboy Church of Ellis County just like you belong. Because you guys, as far as I'm concerned, y'all are members of our church. I mean, this is the church. The Bible says anywhere two are gathered in my name is the church. This is the church. There may not be no building. This tree will do fine. How many buildings do you think Jesus preached in? Not very many. He may have shared some wisdom in the synagogue, but he did most of his preaching in a boat, standing on a hill out there among the people. I'll go here real quick. Does it matter who baptizes you? I mean, for Jesus, John was pretty rank character. I mean, this bugger lived out in the woods. You know, probably the only time he got in the water is when he was baptizing people. Wore old camel skin coat. You know, ate crickets. You know, he's pretty rough, right? But his heart was right. His heart was right. And that's what Jesus was looking at. The bottom line is, baptism is your commitment to the Lord. It really doesn't have anything to do with who puts you in the water and pulls you out. As long as your heart is right. Your heart is right. So what does that mean? That means I am professing my faith in Jesus Christ. I'm not over here getting dumped to make my mama feel better, make my daddy feel better, to make, you know, my friend happy, you know. That ain't why we get baptized. You get baptized to profess your faith in Jesus Christ to everyone. Say is we got a lot of water. There's no reason, even though there's a dead fish up there. There's absolutely no reason why anybody here should not be baptized if you want to be. So we'll pray on that. Heavenly Father, we just humbly come before you, Lord. We thank you so much for this time together, Lord. We thank you for your love and your grace, Lord. We thank you that you came down here, lived in flesh, and showed us personally how it was to be done. Lord, we just forgive us where we fall short, Lord. You know, the old saying, prop us up on our leaning side. Help us, Lord, to have discernment. Lord, help us to get to know you better every step we take. Lord, thank you for your word, that we can get in your word, and your word tells us the truth. Even though this world is constantly telling us something different, all we got to do is go fact check it right here in the word of our Father. We praise you. We love you. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. We ask that you bless these men and women and bring them home safely, so we can meet again later on down the road. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.